This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome to the show. Another great day in Trump land. Thank God it's Friday. We can finally get a couple days off this weekend. Because there's been so much going on in the last few days, it's enough to spin my head. And I'm sure enough to spin your head. Phew. Wild, wild, wild. Last few days. Good stuff, though. Good stuff. Donald Trump is kicking ass and taking numbers. And then, then bad stuff, shocking stuff. The Democratic threats against the lives of Trump and other Republicans, the Democratic hysteria, the Democrat attempts to label everyone a Nazi, the Supreme Court victory after victory, the retirement of the Supreme Court, Justice Anthony Kennedy, and then finally the Vegas massacre comes back in the news. So let me read you my thoughts on the Vegas massacre. It's the first time I've put something out in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Yes, I am the national political opinion columnist twice a week in the Las Vegas Review Journal, America's 16th biggest paper, the biggest paper in the state of Nevada. And I just have not tackled the Vegas massacre for a whole variety of reasons. It's just too raw. It's like tackling 9-1-1, you know, a few weeks after 9-1-1 in New York. People don't want to talk about 9-11, you know, in the near distance after 9-11, about the troubling things that maybe point to some sort of government cover-up or government conspiracy. But the time has come. Enough time has gone between the event, the massacre, the tragedy, and the terrible things coming out that need to be, that absolutely need to be discussed in the news. And yet the national media ignores them. I only see two people in America talking about them, Wayne Allyn Root and Tucker Carlson. It's kind of ironic because my show is opposite his. We're both at 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock Pacific. Him on Fox News, me on Newsmax, and they're the only two people I see covering this case at all. I've covered it more than him because I'm in Las Vegas. But he's done a lot of coverage. I give him credit. And so my commentary will be out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's called Life and Death Questions about the Vegas Massacre. The Vegas Massacre at Mandalay Bay on October 1st, 2017 was the worst mass shooting in America's history. Like Watergate or the FBI cover-up of Hillary's scandal, the cover-up is always worse than the original scandal. It gets everyone involved in more trouble. Honesty and transparency is always the best policy. Only the truth can set us free. It's time to ask tough questions. Exhibit A is the latest police body cam videos released this past week. And this was all triggered by me seeing a new one this morning. The Vegas massacre happened 10 months ago. Why are they just being released now, the body cam videos? Why was this hidden from the people? What was hidden from the people? Who knew and when did they know? Why did this newspaper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, have to lead the charge to sue the police department to force them to release significant documents, testimony, autopsy reports, and body cam videos? Isn't all of this public domain? Why did the Nevada Supreme Court have to order the police to release them? Why didn't we know months ago that a portion, perhaps a large portion, of this massacre, slaughter, could have been stopped and many lives saved if police on the scene had acted instead of standing around frozen in fear, praying for help from God, doing absolutely nothing? Oh, wait. Did you even know about this? Oh, right. No one did. I've known about it for some time. I read the testimony of Officer Cordell Hendricks days ago. I couldn't believe my eyes. It was so shocking. I waited for the body cam videos to be released to be absolutely 100% certain before I wrote about it. But we have a coward cop. Are you aware Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Officer, LVMPD Officer Cordell Hendricks, was on the 31st floor of Mandalay Bay armed with his partner, a training officer, armed, and three armed Mandalay Bay security guards just minutes into the shooting? The first body cam video that came out only days ago showed Hendricks standing around the 31st floor stairwell with his police partner and MGM security. It shows them doing absolutely nothing for several minutes, while automatic gunfire is clearly and loudly heard just one floor above them. They were just one flight of stairs away from putting a stop to this massacre, but they didn't do a thing, nothing, nada, zero, except listen to chilling automatic gunfire that was turning the concert below into a killing field. But wait, it gets worse. Now a second video surfaced. I saw it today on police body cam. The Las Vegas Review-Journal released it on Thursday. I received a longer copy today. And it shows Officer Hendricks doing absolutely nothing in the Mandalay Bay 31st floor hallway for almost 5 excruciating minutes before he ever got to the 31st floor stairwell. Where, of course, we now know he and his team did nothing again. They stood frozen like deer in headlights, listening to bursts of automatic weapon fire right above them and radio reports of people dying right below them and their fellow officers taking heavy fire. And they did nothing. Incredible. Why have none of us seen or heard about this terrible dereliction of duty until now? Why was it never mentioned by police or anyone in government? Isn't that what policemen are trained to do, to put their lives in danger to save the lives of others? Isn't that the definition of being a cop? Thank God 99% of cops are heroes, the bravest people I know, but not Cordell Hendricks or the group with him that day. But there's more to the story. This isn't about missing a chance to save a few lives to stop the last volley of gunfire by confronting or at least distracting the killer. You got to put the two body cam videos together. Officer Hendricks and his partner and the MGM security team did nothing in that hallway and stairwell for a combined perhaps 7 or 8 minutes when you put the two videos together. First, it was like several minutes in the hallway, then several minutes in the stairwell. That means they could have stopped a large portion of the deaths and injuries and carnage below by going up one flight of stairs, by shooting at the door. But by not taking action, how many lives were lost or changed forever? Why is this different than the coward officer who waited outside the high school in Parkland while kids were getting murdered inside? He did nothing. We knew about him right away. How come it took 10 months to find out about Officer Cordell Hendricks? Why was this covered up? Who covered it up? When did they know about it? What did they know about it? What is the liability for MGM and the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department and the city of Las Vegas now that these videos have come to light? Or don't you think smart lawyers representing hundreds of victims will figure out that everything could have turned out differently if police had taken action and reacted the way they are trained to react? Don't take my word for how bad this looks. My great friend, former Las Vegas Police Department Lieutenant Randy Sutton, one of the most decorated officers in the history of Vegas police, calls this one of the most embarrassing moments in Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department history. And he'll be on our show today at the bottom of this hour to discuss this, why he calls it only one of the most embarrassing. I said to him, isn't this the most embarrassing in the history of Vegas police? Isn't this the biggest scandal in the history of Vegas police? Isn't this one of the biggest scandals in the history of America's police? And his answer was no, because there have been lots of bad scandals with corrupt cops taking payoffs or a whole department being dirty. This is about one cop who was a total coward. You can't blame the entire department for one cop who was a total coward. But I'll pin Randy down because, you see, it's the cover-up that's the big crime. They covered this up, so it is the whole department to blame. It is the people at the top of the LVMPD. They weren't the cowards, but they covered it up, clearly. And we'll talk to Randy Sutton, one of the most decorated, if not the most decorated cop in the history of Vegas, national spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. And then in hour number two, our guest will be an employee of the Illinois Department of Healthcare and Family Services, Mark Janus. If you recognize the name, it's because the Supreme Court case was just ruled Janus versus AFSCME, meaning he refused to join his union. And they demanded his money anyway, and he took it to the Supreme Court, and he won. Janus won. And finally, in the last hour, the Newsmax hour, my guest will be Doug Papa, who's a former law enforcement officer, criminal investigator, private sector security and investigations professional with 40 years of experience, former U.S. Army military police veteran. And he absolutely positively thinks what's happened in Vegas is dirty, dirty, dirty. He's never seen anything like it in his life, but I'll let him talk. All right, other big news stories. Supreme Court justice nominee is coming on July 9th, Trump says. He will name a Supreme Court nominee on July 9th. And word is out. He's narrowed it to five, he said, including two women. And then he said he's not going to ask them any potential questions about Roe versus Wade. I'm not going to ask him that question. A very Trumpian May. American incomes and savings rose while utility bills fell. I mean, all good news for the economy. Still not perfect, but we're in a boom. But still not perfect because Obama did so much damage. There's still a lot of work to be done. Americans spent less on gas, water, and electricity in May, holding back overall consumer spending, even as incomes improved. Personal consumption increased 0.2% in May. That was half the amount forecast by economists. Consumer spending on goods increased by 0.3. Over 100 electric, gas, and water utilities have cut their customer charges due to the Trump tax cuts. That amounts to a total savings of about $3 billion. And personal income rose by 0.4% in May, up from a revised 2% in April. So, as usual, we got lots of jobs, all-time record unemployment, lowest unemployment in history for blacks, Hispanics, lowest in 50 years for women. Found out yesterday, great news and best news in years for disabled. Incomes up, savings up, utility bills fell. Good news under Donald Trump, as usual. And a Supreme Court justice on the way to cement his legacy. Great job, Donald Trump, MAGA. Make America great again. As opposed to the liberals, MAMA, make America miserable again. You want to vote for the Democrats? You must love misery. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience. who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly any...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. USA Radio, I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior. Being in my initials of War, Wayne Allen Root, W-A-R, warrior. It's an easy thing, easy jump to make, except for that one liberal woman who called two nights ago on Newsmax TV that had no idea why my name was War. Lady, my name's Wayne Allen Root. She thought I was a general or something. Warrior for truth, justice, the American way, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American made, proud of it. Can only fund a war like this in the USA. Ass kicker, not ass kisser, fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, where taxes are banned by the state constitution and guns are welcome in the hands of law-abiding citizens, Las Vegas, Nevada. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, has stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio, be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, Root for America. My email, WayneRoot@gmail. Love to hear from you. And you can find me on Twitter at RealWayneRoot. Real, R-E-A-L. WayneRoot.com. One of my brilliant listeners pointed out something very interesting today. Liberals are so hysterical about people separated from their family. And my big example was that, of course, the military is constantly separated from their family. Every time they're deployed overseas, you don't see your family. If it's good enough for the great Marines and Army and Navy and Air Force, why isn't it good enough for an illegal that purposely brought their kids to the border and committed a crime and stepped over the border? But my listener, Phil, sent something very interesting. Do you remember what happened, Wayne, when one of our soldiers, a veteran, mistakenly crossed the Mexican border during the Obama administration. It was Andrew, I think, Tomarisi. And he says nobody cared. And he was locked up for months in a foreign country, I think almost a year, if my memory serves me, and separated from his family. And he was tortured, literally chained to a bed with all four limbs, and taunted and threatened by Mexican drug cartels. And then he says Obama couldn't negotiate his way out of a paper bag unless it involved a pallet load of cash. Not his money, our money, taxpayer money. You're right, Phil. Obama never got anybody back. Obama was a loser. The only way he got someone back was by giving them $1 billion. Wow, aren't you brilliant? What a negotiator. And just to show you how crazy the left has become, abolish ICE goes mainstream as Gillibrand, de Blasio back calls. New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio are joining the calls to gut the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. They want you to get rid of ICE. Who would guard the border, you idiots? God, these people are dumb. But evidently, they're not dumb, right? They know exactly what they're doing. They don't want someone to guard the border. That's how stupid these people are. But, you know, are they really stupid? Because if they got their way, they'd win every election. If you let in a billion people, you'd never win again as a Republican. Gosh, you let in another million, you'll probably never win a national election again. If you let in 100 million, 200 million, 300 million, a billion, you're not even America anymore. There's only 300 million Americans. What would happen if you let in a half billion other people? We'd be the minority. And that 300 million already includes a lot of foreigners. So, I mean, all the Americans that have ever lived and reproduced have produced the 300 million that are in the country right now, but there's probably at least 25 million that are illegal aliens and another 25 million that are foreigners of some kind. So subtract 50 million from 300 million. It's like 250 million Americans. That's what all the Americans who've ever lived and procreated have created. Handed down generation by generation is 250 million Americans. So if it was up to Democrats, you'd let in another 250 million and we wouldn't matter anymore. These are sick people, man. Really mentally disturbed, mentally deranged people. The idea was once relegated to the far left, but the liberal push to abolish the federal agency that enforces federal immigration laws is going mainstream in the Democratic Party, with New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand adding their support to the cause in the last 24 hours. You know, I used to be embarrassed to ever tell anyone I lived 13 years in California. Now I'm going to be embarrassed to tell anyone I lived 27 years in New York. I mean, New York gave us Donald Trump. But these people are crazy. New York's become stark raving mad. New York is just as bad as California. And the taxes are just as high. The Democrats are just as loony. I mean, this is just absolutely crazy. How can anybody with a straight face say eliminate ICE? What do you want to replace them with? People who welcome you at the border with a little welcome bag and a welcome wagon? Maybe we can give them like free gift certificates to shop all over America. Come on in. Stay free at some hotels for a few months. Here's some free food. Go shopping in a free supermarket. You and Illegal are sponsored by Vaughn Supermarket. These people are nuts.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Today, the man accused of walking into the Capital Gazette newsroom and killing five people in Annapolis, Maryland, was charged with five counts of murder. Terrence Smith is a columnist with the paper. He had a chance today to join Fox News and talk about the touching tribute that they put in today's paper.
Inside, they did something very unusual and really, to me, quite touching. On the editorial page, normally filled with a column like mine or letters or a cartoon and the editorials, they left it blank. And they said, today we are speechless.
Earlier today, President Trump gave remarks celebrating the six-month anniversary of the tax cut bill that he signed.
Our country finally has a tax system that is pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and pro-American.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we got so much to talk about with crazy liberals and victories of Donald Trump. Lots of good stuff. But we also want to talk about the Vegas massacre on October 1st. We got a great guest with us in just a matter of seconds, Randy Sutton. But first, I want to get to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Bullet Blocker. Sometimes you just find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. And now Joe's built a super successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children, your family. Bulletproof backpacks, bulletproof clothing, bulletproof vest, bulletproof briefcases, bulletproof inserts that go in your kids' books. And, of course, the briefcase could be for you. So you hold it up, and when some nutcase like the guy in Maryland comes in shooting, which, by the way, now is proven has nothing to do with Donald Trump, it's just an internal battle between him and the newspaper that printed an article he didn't like in 2012, way before Trump became president. It's got nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with Trump. A lot of Democrats and liberals with egg on their face right now. But those people in that newsroom could have held up Bullet Blocker, or not only their Bullet Blocker bulletproof briefcase, but also they could have been wearing bulletproof clothing or vests, and the bullets would have bounced off. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life, and it gives you as parents the gift of peace of mind. And that's only if you buy it for your kids, not for yourself. If you buy it for yourself, it gives you peace of mind for you. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on anything you order. That's bulletblocker.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Bullet Blocker. All right, so it's apt after you talk about a Bullet Blocker that we've got a hero cop on the show. Randy Sutton, one of the most decorated cops in the history of Las Vegas, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, 24-year career, national spokesman for Blue Lives Matter. He's got his own podcast and radio show just for cops and police matters. He is a Mr. Police. He lives and breathes blue, the thin blue line. Randy Sutton, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, Wayne. Thanks for having me on.
So I'm having you on this time for kind of a crappy topic, because you and I like to talk about how great cops are, what heroes cops are, and how bad guys are wrong when they say cops did something wrong. Most of the time we're on the side of cops, you and I. But that doesn't mean when there's a bad one, and bad doesn't mean you're a bad person, but he just got scared. When there's a cowardly one, then you got to call him out, because number one, he could have gotten other cops killed. Number two, he definitely got people killed because he didn't stop something that so many people died. If he had done anything at all, there's a chance someone, a few or many, could have survived. But also think of all the cops whose lives could have been saved if Cordell Hendricks had acted. So let's talk about this video that's out. There's two of them out now. I saw one. You probably saw the same one as me yesterday, but there's a new one out this morning that I've got possession of. And they all show the same thing. This guy, Cordell Stewart, is a field training officer and therefore a fairly highly ranked police officer in the Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. He was in Mandalay Bay when the shooting started. He raced up and he got to the 31st floor with lots of time to hear all the shooting. I mean, he didn't get there at the end. He got there at the beginning. And he was there for like 8 minutes, and he was standing around in the hallway, then standing around in the stairwell. And it's just embarrassing to see this, because this guy could have saved lives and didn't, and could have taken action to save cop lives and didn't. And, you know, to me, he's no different than the guy outside the Parkland High School. He's a coward.
Well, I wish I could disagree with you. The body cam footage that came out is really, really disturbing, Wayne. And, you know, it's frustrating for me, both as a retired police officer and especially, you know, with Metro, to see this made public and to, feel the frustration that he didn't do anything, that he just froze. And even by his own report, just was so frightened that he didn't do anything. And not only him, but since he was the senior officer, the trainee that was with him didn't act, nor did the security people, because they were waiting for his lead, and he didn't.
Right. Now, I've got two friends who have texted in the last few seconds. One of them said this cowardice behavior is proof of major liability on the part of Mandalay Bay and the Sheriff's Department. So like I said in the column I've got coming out Sunday, you think lawyers are dumb? This guy who texted me is not a lawyer, but I'm telling you right now, he lost someone in the attack. They're going to add these guys to all the lawsuits now, personally, and the LVPD in general, and the city of Las Vegas in general. And then Mandalay Bay just got even more liability when this video came out, because now it's clear they're three armed security men. Again, like you said, I agree, they didn't act because the leader was the training officer of the LVMPD, and he didn't act, Cordell Hendricks. But nonetheless, it looks bad for MGM because they didn't go in either. And then I have a cop friend who was a SWAT leader, and he says, I'm so upset after reading your next column, because I sent it right to him. He said, I can't see straight. Those coward cops and Mandalay Bay security managers should be charged with criminal dereliction of duty and spend time in prison. Just telling you what a SWAT leader texted me. You know, I feel bad for cops when a guy gets yellow and decides not to go in. You know, I can understand it, but you can't be a cop and do it. It's dereliction of duty to me. I don't know how you feel about that, but you just can't let cops do that. I mean, that's their job. I know you're a hero. You were always running towards fire. I know your history, man. You were in a lot of gun battles, and you were one brave dude. I know not everybody's you, Randy, but you can't have cops standing there for 8 minutes while there's automatic fire and their radio's going, people down, cops down, get ambulances, dead people on the ground. And he hears the firing one floor above him, and he does nothing.
Yeah, I know, Wayne. And this is, I mean, believe me, this is an embarrassment to the police department. It's an embarrassment to, I mean, you know, this is one of those things that, and it, you know, here's the thing. On my radio show, Blue Lives Radio, and on my blog that I do on Facebook under Randy Sutton Public Figure, I make commentary on all things law enforcement. And, you know, and I celebrate the good work the cops do. And I bring attention when there is injustice towards law enforcement. But just like in the Parkland shooting, I have to face the facts and treat matters like this, you know, legitimately. And so when there is a screw up or when there is an embarrassment like this, I have to be truthful about it as much as I find it distasteful to even talk about.
So you and I yesterday had a conversation in my car. I called you when I heard about this video, and we had a conversation on the way home, and you said you wanted to talk about it. So let's talk about it now. Let's get it out in the open. The fact that all of this really started with Obama, and people are going to go, what? Any liberal listening is going to go, what? Wayne Root's blaming Obama for the massacre? No, not the massacre. But what Randy and I discussed in the car, and it sounded all so right to me, Randy, you should know, you're the police expert, probably the police expert in America, and you said under the Obama administration, they got this mindset that we don't want warrior cops, we don't want spirit warrior cops, we want more like guardians. We want more like the guys who, you know, stand around at a bank and try and look strong so that nobody robs it in the first place, but they wouldn't know what to do and they'd probably pee in their pants and drop their gun if a real robbery happened. That's what they're doing to American policing. They're feminizing American policing. They don't want macho guys who race towards gunfire, and this is what you get, right?
You're exactly right. Let me try and break it down. As a police officer for, you know, over 30 years, the warrior mindset is something that I have found to be very important. It has saved my life, Wayne, and I've seen it save the lives of other police officers because you have to be able, as a cop, to go from officer-friendly mode to the warrior, and that means that you are ready to take care of business, and if you have to kill the individual that is posing a threat to you or to someone else. That warrior mindset is something that we trained for years on. And under Obama and the Eric Holder administration, they purposefully tried to change the training and reduce it to politically correct mindset of guardian. They actually began a campaign against officer survival combat training. And that is what saves cops' lives. It is what leads them to do as the officers did yesterday during the horrendous massacre in Maryland, where those officers ran right to the sound of the fire and took care of business, taking the suspect into custody. That's the warrior mindset. But there are forces at work that began with politicians, and even some, as many police chiefs have adopted this because of the political correctness, and now they are devoting precious training hours to nonsensical, politically correct training instead of training officers to survive.
And I'm sure officers are scared. I mean, just in the last, what, in the last few days, you have the one in Pittsburgh suburbs charged with murder. And then you have the one I just saw in the Las Vegas Review Journal today. One in Georgia is being charged with murder. And they shot bad guys. But, you know, they were wild circumstances, and it's controversial. But they were in warrior mode, and they shot someone. So now cops are thinking, well, maybe I'm better off not being in warrior mode. I don't want to go to jail, and I don't want to lose my family. And I don't want to lose $1 million in legal fees, you know? I mean, this is the liberal lawyer society, and the liberals like Obama, all of them getting together to kind of take away that warrior spirit, right?
Yes, in fact, there is a what is considered to be a police think tank called PERF. And Washington, D.C.
Hey, Randy, hold on. We'll finish up on the other side of the break because the music's on. Give us a couple seconds. We'll finish up, all right? Wayne Allyn Root War now. More with Randy Sutton, Vegas Super Cop, about all the problems going on here. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
This segment of the show is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. Call them at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free anywhere in the United States. For more information or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You could join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. I put my four kids' health care in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. My health care is in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. Your host, Wayne Root, is a Liberty HealthShare guy. Got rid of Aetna. This is a great alternative to health insurance. Liberty HealthShare, 855-58-LIBERTY. I saved $18,000 last year. And I will save $18,000 this year. Is there anybody out there who doesn't need an extra $36,000 over a two-year period? Come on, raise your hands. Okay, so then you don't count. But the rest of you, 99.9999%, you got to do it. 855-58-LIBERTY, libertyhealthshare.org. All right, we got Randy Sutton. We carried him over. Hey, Randy, so we were talking about the Police Executive Research Forum. Tell us what they had to say.
Yeah, the Police Executive Research Forum is a think tank for law enforcement regarding all things law enforcement, and when it began years ago, it did some pretty good work, but then it began to be perverted by a liberal mindset, and they became basically the lackeys for the Obama administration to get their policies out into force. So they became basically and then some innocuous organization that just pushed out Obama's politically correct policies. So even they came out with this big 21st century policing report that was touted as being the end all and be all of policing. And a bunch of police chiefs bought into this nonsense. And in that they decry the warrior mindset of policing. And want to change it and change the training. In fact, a bunch of police chiefs actually stopped training cops in survival tactics and instead inserted implicit bias training or in some cases de-escalation training. And listen, there's place for that, but the training hours are so precious in law enforcement, and they have to be used for the best purposes, and that's teaching cops to survive and to save the lives of others when they have to face the dragon.
Well, you know, my buddy J.P. Hyen is a SWAT leader in Southern California, and he just sent this text to me. He said the feds have neutered local police and sheriff's departments political correctness and leftist thought has changed deputies and officers into social workers with a gun. Your comment on that?
He's not inaccurate. You know, the police have been somehow, you know, let's face it, policing is a law enforcement job. And somehow we have gotten away from that being the mainstay of what the occupation is. And somehow the political correctness has forced cops into becoming social workers in many situations. And that's not the job of a cop. You have to be a problem solver, and there's a myriad of problems, but, you know, society's ills are not the fault of the police. And the politicians are always looking for a fall guy, and the cops make the best fall guy ever.
That's it. That's it. Well, I'll tell you what, this guy Cordell Hendricks does not bring great honor upon the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department nor police officers anywhere in this country. I think most people know I'm a big fan of the police. I think they're 99% heroes. I take their side 99% of the time. Every once in a while they do something I disagree with. But, you know, this is like the cop outside Parkland. He was a coward. He didn't go in, and he should have gone in. When you hear kids dying inside at the hands of a madman with automatic weapons, or a shotgun or something like that, you got to go. And I don't know what the difference is between him and Cordell Hendricks. The only difference is nobody reported Cordell Hendricks. The police here closed ranks and decided not to let us know about it and forced my newspaper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Randy, to take the case to the Nevada Supreme Court before they finally ruled you have to release all the testimony and all the witness and police testimony and all the videos and all the autopsy reports that the police here refused to release, even though it's public domain. And so this was covered up. I don't know what else to say. I call it a cover-up. Would you go so far as to use that word?
No, I wouldn't go so far as to use that word. You know, what happened in Parkland was observed by many people, and so it was made public immediately. I don't think that the department itself even knew about this situation at first. I think it came out, but I don't think the department knew about it. But I for the life can't figure out why they spend so much time, effort, and money to not release directly. I think that's a travesty.
Well, I'll give you a mix. I'll give you a win and me a win. I think you're right. They didn't know about it in the beginning. But I think once they watched the videos and found out, that's when they put a lot of effort into making sure the videos would never come out, so that their department would never be known for having a coward and also be legally liable, Randy. This was, and MGM probably put pressure on the police and Lombardo to not release it because it puts MGM in a position of $1 billion more liability. So, Randy Sutton, great guy, super cop, one of the most decorated cops in history of Vegas. Thank you, Randy Sutton. Blue Lives Matter. We'll be right back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.